What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A, period.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, I am Miss September.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Ricochet, our technical technician.
What's up, Rick?
What's up? What's popping?
Seem like it's been a minute since the last time we've been well.
Well, yep, pretty much.
Considering we took a little snow break, not by choice.
Right.
So for those of y'all who don't know, last week we did not have an episode. I was getting cursed out in my DMs or whatever because we had a little technical difficulties where we taped the whole hour and some change episode and it was gone. It just disappeared. Yeah, and you know, it happens, you know, that happens to the best of us, but it was just too much going on. And we just was like, you know what? We're going to take this Black History Snow Day and we just made it pretty much holiday.
I wasn't mad. I was kind of happy. You know, we had a little break, you know, get a chance for the people to miss us. And, you know, now we back.
Right. We're back with another week.
That's
of
right.
Our bullshit.
That's right.
So, I mean, since the last time we talked, the Super Bowl.
I'm a champion.
How is that your team?
You're damn right, that's my team.
Is that your team, or is that the team you picked to win?
Since 1999, the Buccaneers have been my team. Yep.
Okay, well, how much money did we win?
I didn't bet on it.
Oh, come on, Rick. Come on.
All my money is tied up in this cryptocurrency. I don't got, and that was off the chain on Sunday. Dogecoin was going through the roof.
Okay.
Tesla just bought $1.5 billion.
Today,
Apple bought $1.2 billion. So that drone about to skyrocket again tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to show me how to do this. I got a Robinhood account. I'm not really that familiar with it. I mean, I throw a little couple dollars in there here and there, but I ain't investing a lot. But
yeah, so my Dogecoin is on Robinhood, and then my Bitcoin is through Cash App. So Cash App is a lot easier. You just buy the shit. Mm-hmm. It just sits there, goes up, let you know when it's up. And right now, I'm up $100, so I'm not mad.
Hey, that sounds okay. Well, I'm looking.
They talking about in the next 1 to 2 years, Bitcoin probably 250,000.
Wow,
it's moving because you have to pay attention to all these big companies. There's no reason in the world why Tesla would sit there and buy it that much.
That alone says a lot.
Right. Yep.
That says a lot. When I seen it, I kind of raised the eyebrow, like, oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Which is really weird because Elon Musk just got finished talking about Dogecoin. He tweeted about it, and then
he tweeted about Dogecoin, but then he went and bought Bitcoin.
So his company, his company got it. So Tesla bought Bitcoin, and then he talked about Dogecoin, which. For those who don't know what Dogecoin is, it's a form of currency, cryptocurrency. And right now it's about like 7 or 8 cents. So you can get as much as you want for the low. But a lot of people about a year ago, they bought it at half a cent. So the fact that it's at 8 cents now, if you put like, I don't know, $5,000 at half a cent and now it's like 8 cents, you probably made anywhere from like 7 to 15 grand.
Wow.
Yep.
Because I wanted to start looking into that for like my children, like buying stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the kids, you know, because years down the line,
break them generational curses.
Right. Exactly. I never forget one of my uncles passed away, and this was every bit of like 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And he had like, you know, my uncle, he struggled, you know, since the 80s with addiction and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when he passed away, he had property and he had stocks and bonds. And I'm like, wow, hold on, wait a minute. Like, you know, so don't underestimate. Like, I never forget that. And it was like, yeah, he got stocks and he got this, he got that. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, he wasn't no fool. You know, he may have struggled with his whatever, but when it comes to, you know, like, yeah, so shout out to my Uncle Billy.
Yeah, that's another way a lot of people don't know that white people accumulate their wealth is because their grandparents and their great-grandparents have life insurance policies and they pass that money down. And they just do smart moves with that money. It's not all about, oh, grandma, grandpa worked for 60 years at a factory and they just took that money. No, it's these life insurance policies. Get a life insurance policy. Yeah,
like you, right. And you said everything. And the thing is, I see that happening now. I see so many people due to COVID and other reasons and cancer and so many reasons. And then, you know, make sure you have some form of life insurance. Yes. Because you don't want to leave that responsibility to your loved ones.
That is correct. Okay. Yes.
I've been there. I know what it's like. It's not pretty. It's, you know, one of those things where, you know, I had life insurance, have life insurance through my job. My mother has a policy on me and all my children. And I give her like a lump sum once a year, make sure it's paid. And, you know, I just try to make sure that she stays on top of it.
Right.
I mean, because it's like somebody has to. My mom has like 8 or 9 policies, like, because she's, you know, like, you just have to, mm-hmm. because you just never know, mm-hmm. you know? So it's definitely something where, you know, what's funny. I tweeted years ago. This was like 10 years ago. I tweeted like, you know, niggas got insurance on their iPhones, but not life insurance. And it went like viral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it went viral because, I mean, and even 10 years ago, like, I mean, I've had policies, like, forever. You know what I mean? But, like, back then, it was still the same thing. People were dying and they were giving fish fries and, you know, mm-hmm. just GoFundMe. And it's like, it's embarrassing. It's, you know, it's hurtful to your family. Your family is already hurting bad enough,
right.
you know, that you're going.
Now they got to work.
Then they got to work extra hard, take out loans, beg, borrow, steal. You know, to bury you. I mean, listen, we're all going to go someday.
That's a fact.
Like, just make it and just invest that couple dollars into a life insurance policy. You'd be surprised how cheap it is and how less stressful it is for, your loved ones when that time comes. Right. I mean, you know.
Policies be like $300 for the year. It's not that much.
No, it's not. It really isn't. It really isn't. So look into that. If you haven't, I mean, that's something that you really should look into. Like, especially if you can invest your money into other stuff and you putting money down on other shit. And, you know, like, just come on. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got good to discuss today? Oh, did you see? Okay, so I know we talked about, I mean, back to the Super Bowl.
I'm a champion.
Yeah, you're a champion, but we didn't win no money. but anyway, we're going to talk about the funny, like the good and the bad about the Super Bowl. Of course, I really did not watch it. I did turn it on. I actually went to the casino.
Oh, what, live?
I went down to the new casino.
How is it?
I want to say it's nice because it's fresh mm-hmm. and new, but like I said, I no longer play blackjack and roulette like I used to. So I'm kind of like a slot girl. Mm-hmm. They didn't have too many of the slots that I'm too familiar with. And I feel like, you know, I didn't lose any money. I did in the beginning, but then I won my money back. They were having a Super Bowl party in there. So a lot of the the eatery was like shut down where you couldn't really get to it. So it's not really much to do in there. And I mean, it's a casino. So of course you're supposed to gamble, right. But like due to the COVID restrictions. So it was like, you know, you couldn't sit down and eat. You couldn't have like, it's like a bar in the middle. You weren't able to sit down and have a drink and you know, you couldn't. So it was like, okay, after I gamble for 2 hours and won my money back.
Bored.
Like, okay, I'm hungry. Right. Let me get something to eat. And then I go, you know, hit them drones back up again. But it was like, okay, damn, I can't even eat anything. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'm just going back home. And I ordered food, went home, you know, and did that. But I got home and it was like fourth quarter.
Okay.
And I happened to look up and I'm like, okay, well, damn, does Kansas City know that the game started? Because they were
fucking bums. Yeah.
Yeah, they were getting their ass kicked. And I was like, okay, wow. I was like, all right, hold on. Is this an instant replay? Like, what's going on? Like, is this really the score?
Yeah, I was having a ball.
So, yeah.
I did see
that there was a street girl. What's that?
Yep. Ran in the middle of the damn field. I mean, you know, I completely forget about streakers. And I haven't seen one in the Super Bowl. At least they haven't aired it. But the fact that it was, like, prime time.
Yeah.
You saw him on TV and then the camera didn't pan on him, like give him any attention. I think streaking is a white man's sport. I don't think black people can do that for, you know, prosecution reasons and
Yeah, so what happened with him? They said that he only had to pay like $1,000 to get out of jail or something.
Yeah, so
did they bet him or something?
Nine times out of ten, he got held overnight. His bond mm-hmm. was probably 10% because it's just like I don't think it's a felony. They probably have it as a misdemeanor, you know, him being white, it being in Tampa Bay. It was just a situation where, I mean, he'll probably pay a fine, maybe some probation, but, you know, not serious. But what we end up finding out was he put a $50,000 bet down on a 750-plus bet through, I don't know whether it was Fox Sports Bet or FanDuel, but mm-hmm. it was a plus 150 that there would be a streaker, and he put $50,000 down, and he won.
And he did it because he streaked.
Yeah, he won $700.
So he kind of like rigged the bet, but yeah, so basically he cleared $374,000 on a bet.
Right, but I don't know. Once they find out if that was the case,
There's his homie went out first as a diversion, so they, you know, kind of, and then he just went for it.
White people do shit like that. I couldn't do it. Me and my homeboy. Because one of us would get scared or one of us would fall. And it's not easy to get to the field. And especially just to be running through people.
No, it's not. So he had to be really close to have gotten to the field. But again, you know, shit, I remember during the Super Bowl when they won, they wouldn't even let Kevin Hart up on damn stage. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Streaker onto the field. Yeah. So it's like, that's crazy.
The celebrity stuff, that stuff don't matter. Celebrities be thinking they big than what they are. It's just like, because you're not an athlete.
Look, you're not an athlete. You're not an owner. You're not, you know, whatever. So, yeah, like, that's crazy. The Weeknd, how did you like
it? Hate The Weeknd.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about his performance.
No, I mean, you could talk about it. Well, did you see it?
Talk about it, because...
You didn't
see? I mean, I did. No, I actually, what's funny, I'm lying. I did come in early enough to see his performance, but I wasn't. Once I looked back up, that's when I seen the score. So I seen a little bit of the performance. The TV wasn't even turned up. I was, whatever it is I was on, I might have been eating, not paying too much attention, but I did see him come out and I heard a song or two and that was it.
How you feel about Tyrese is how I feel about The Weeknd. I can't stand The Weeknd.
Yeah, so we're not going to spend, you know, too much time on that ball. We're going to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
He's successful. You know, congratulations to him. His music isn't my twist. I know a lot of people in my community don't really bang with The Weeknd either. I'm just waiting for Drake to do halftime. That would be fire.
Yeah, do you think he will?
I mean, him being so busy, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think the NFL is more so on this. Like how Jay-Z didn't do it because of the racial justice issues.
Okay, because
stuff like
of
that.
The Colin Kaepernick. So you don't think he would do it for that reason?
No, I don't necessarily think that's the issue anymore as of these days because they've given them a lot more leeway as far as expressing their opinions due to racial injustices and things like that. So,
right.
I mean, Roger Goodell has been working. He's the owner in the NFL. He's been doing a lot of, you know, well, he's the NFL commissioner. He's been doing a lot of, positive information outlets and media marketing towards racial injustice, not as much as the NBA, but he's still been doing his thing. So I don't think that's the problem anymore. So we'll figure it out.
Okay. So one thing I did catch, and this was when I was still at the casino, Philly's own Jasmine Sullivan, she killed it out there.
She looked amazing too.
That white two-piece suit on with the little diamonds on the head looking like you know what, I didn't appreciate who was the guy that they who asked for a duo. I didn't ask for
it was a duo. That's how she got to the thing. She was sharing it, so I'll give it to the research team to find out his name.
He's a country singer, but why does she have to do a duet?
He's a country singer because what the NFL does, they pretty much try to satisfy both ends of the spectrum. So they want to give country white people or white people in general, then they want to get people who love real soulful singing and the black community who supports Jasmine. Like, this is Jasmine's time. Jasmine's been killing ever since she came back. Her mom beat cancer. She got the number one R&B album. The album's amazing. She looks amazing. So the guy, his name was Eric Church.
Eric Church. And she's also from Philly. So it's always a win. It's a great day to be from Philly any day.
That's a fact. Philly singers can out-sing anybody in the United States of America.
Here we go. And, yeah, so let's see. Did you hear anything about the prison reform with Meek and...
So the guy from the prison reform, his name is... What's his name? Van Jones.
Well, Van Jones. He stepped down into the chair and then is the chairman. And I guess the other guy, what's his name?
Robert Rooks.
Robert Rooks is going to be like CEO. Yeah, why do you, CEO. Do you think that had something to do with it? Okay, there's rumors going around that Van Jones and Kim Kardashian's had something going on. That's allegedly. And they're saying that they did kiss, but they never had anything physical because she's married. So they're saying that he may be up next when she divorces Kanye. And that's what a little birdie told me. Also, they were saying that he did a lot of flip-flopping during the time Trump was in office. Mm. So what they're saying is, I know he did an interview with The View the other day, and they kind of chewed him up. So I don't know if he's stepping down because it just looks bad for him, or I'm not sure, but it's ironic that that just happened like a day or two ago. And then now he's stepping down for prison reform. So I'm like, I really don't know what.
Well, we'll be able to find out in the next upcoming weeks on what's really going on, because anytime somebody steps down, like, something's bound to come out to the public within the next couple of weeks. Like Jeff Bezos, he stepped down.
He stepped down because they were stealing tips from the flex workers?
Mm-hmm. Like, and he got sued for it. He got a big-ass lawsuit. So, you know, ever since he wasn't the richest man in the world no more, shit just been going left.
His wife took all that money, donated to the you know, all the HBCUs. Like, shout out to her for that. But I will say, yeah, like you said, every time you hit it on the nose, every time somebody steps down, something has to, you know, and when it comes to like tipping and stuff like that, I tend to not tip on the app and tip in person for that reason and that reason only. Cause like when I do Instacart and when I do, you know, it's like, it's kind of like a lose-lose situation, or like a, because, you know, I don't like to not tip and then they treat your shit like your food, or they, you know, they eat your fries, or they just bring you cold food because they feel like, oh, this cheap bitch, she's not tipping. But I like to put the money in their hands, because I always feel like these companies really don't give the money to, you know, the workers. So.
And the tipping, if you pay attention to your receipts when you go out, the tipping has actually went up. Like on the receipts, it used to say 10, 15, 18, 20. Yeah. Now it says 18, 20, 22. In some restaurants, it's 20, 22, 25. 25% on my food? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's like they started making this into like fine dining now, because, you know, I'll order something on DoorDash and I'm spending $60 for two platters, like, you know, and it's like, I might as well go out to eat if I'm going to be paying that kind of money, you know? So it's one of those things where you just damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know?
Yeah. You just got to roll with the punches when it comes to this stuff. Just try to make more money, try to follow, you know, just look up somebody who's very financially secure that you really admire, pick their brain as far as what they invest in. You know, a lot of things that's trending right now is that dude, that white guy, I forget his name, but he's always asking everybody what they do for a living.
Did I send you that or did you just bring that? Because I literally was about to say that. That's crazy. The guy who does the TikTok.
Well, you know, we in sync. We in sync. Philly Drone Podcast. We in sync. You already know how that goes.
Because I was going to say that because, yeah, the guy who does the TikToks and he goes and knocks on the people's door and asks them. And it's just like some of the stuff that the people say is like, you do what? You know, like, you do what? Like, it's funny because I'm going to say this because this time 3 years ago during the time of the Super Bowl, I was away at work in Argentina, And yeah, I missed the parade and everything, but I was in Argentina, so I mean, you know.
Oh.
So I remember meeting an entertainment lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I want to say his name was George. Him and his wife Carol, I believe. And he was so filthy rich, whereas though, like, and he like loved our company to the point where he traveled with us at least once a month.
Oh,
him
okay.
and his wife.
Nice.
And yeah, he was retired, but you know, you would never seeing, and she was like a nurse and she was retired as well. They were older, but like just seeing them, you would never think that they had a bunch of money, and you would have, you know, you just think they just like, you know, regular couple. They were sweet, kind, you know, they, I didn't get that he was an asshole or he mm-hmm. treated her really nice. And, you know, it was good to see and actually picking his brain about like, oh, you did what? And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm a lawyer, da, da, da. And he was some type of, I said entertainment lawyer. He wasn't an entertainment lawyer. He was some type of like, I forget, but he was some type of lawyer, but it was like a lawyer that wasn't really popular, but was like, when you think about it, it's like, okay, yeah, I can see why he makes that type of money, but it's not like a normal lawyer that you would like, you know, see on TV or whatever. But
right.
Yeah, but and that makes me think about, you know, makes me think about that. Like, you just never know what a person does or how a person, you know, got to where they are. So that's why it's always good to ask questions, be nice to people, treat people with respect, no matter who they are. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know.
That's a fact. As I got older, I was always scared to talk to people. Like, I never wanted to seem like I didn't know or I needed help.
Right.
If you really think about it, nobody really knows what they're doing. Everybody's going one day at a time. Maybe they might have a special craft or they mastered the ability to do something, but you could do it too. All it does is take time and repetition, and you're able to get it.
Because who knows? You might be sitting there doing something one day and come up with an idea or something, and it's just like, oh, shit, let me get this patent because...
That is a fact.
Let me get this patent, and then you rich. Like, you know, just like what's funny is I have the scrub daddy downstairs in my kitchen. I don't know if you know what that is.
From Shark Tank. Yep.
So, right, I seen it on Shark Tank years ago, and then I happened to be in Home Depot, and I'm like, look at a scrub daddy, we bought it just because we seen it on Shark Tank or whatever. And it is like, that's crazy how someone, and I actually like it. It works really well. I clean it, I bleach it, and I've had it for a couple months now, at least like almost a year, and it still works really good and cleans my pots and does the job. So you'd be surprised what you can come up with that'll make you a millionaire or billionaire, you know.
All you got to do is just think about something that serves a purpose of making something more convenient.
And that somebody made that shit up. Somebody made it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody made it up. Speaking of that, I'm going to jump into our Black History fact really quickly.
All right, hit it.
So today, our Black History fact, hold on. What did I do? Okay, so our Black History fact and our Black History dedication goes out to Mary Beatrice Davidson Kenner. Okay, and this is to all my ladies right now, Rick, my bad.
No, go ahead, do your thing.
You know, in 1957, Mary Beatrice Davidson Kenner, she filed for her very first patent. Isn't that crazy how we, like, eased on into this? Be so dope. So her very first patent was a belt for sanitary napkins, okay?
Oh, okay.
An idea she created when she was 18 years old, long before the modern-day maxi pad, and at a time when women were still using uncomfortable and unsanitary cloth pads and rags during their menstrual. She was 18.
I wonder how many years she had to go through uncomfortableness before she decided to.
I mean, because it's still uncomfortable, but I could imagine back in the day, because if you sit back and you think back in 1957, it's like, what the hell were they, you know, like they were, I don't know. I mean, 1957 isn't that long ago if you think about it, because I mean, at that point, like, our parents were, you know, born or whatever, but like I think back like in the days where like Little House on the Prairie and The Color Purple, like, you know, all back there, I feel like, mm-hmm. then, like, what did they use? Were they using cotton? Were they using rolled up newspaper. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, Rick, I don't mean to give you a visual, but.
Nah, it's all good. I'm learning to be more sensitive to women than whatever they got going on anyway. It's all good.
Right. So it's just like, dang, wow, that's crazy that, you know, I think they just like we had, maybe they use cloth like they used to use cloth diapers. So I'm going to go ahead and put my dollar on that they were using like cloth, like
that's
cloth
dope. Diapers. Is she still alive?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look.
Well, she was 18 in 1957. So,
she should be still alive.
Yeah, right? I would think she's still alive.
What's her name?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go back to, just a second. It is Mary Beatrice Davidson Kenner.
Mary Kenner.
Yeah, Mary Kenner. Yeah, so that's like dope. And, you know.
She died in 2006.
Oh, wow. Yep, she did in January 13th. Yep. At Sibley Memorial Hospital in D.C.
Yep, she was born in Monroe, North Carolina.
Oh, and you know, she went to Howard University.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, she died at 93.
Wow. Okay, and she was very nice looking.
Yeah, a little red bone. I see you.
Look at her. Red bone. Speaking of red bone, did you, well, yellow bone, red bone, whoever, you heard Danny Lee and the baby allegedly broke up?
Oh, Danny Lay, yeah.
Yeah, Danny. Lay or Lee? I don't know how to. So Danny Lay. Okay, well, yeah. I don't really care for the baby.
So, either. I mean, first of all, she's very attractive. Me and Bino opened up for her one time for our Heineken show, so she's very attractive. You know, you have to understand that these celebrities right now, they're young. So they're in their 20s. Baby, I think he's like maybe 28, 29. Danny Lay's like 25, 26. And, you know, it's just growing pains of a relationship. I think it was for a publicity stunt anyway, because it built her fan base with him.
Yeah.
It also, you know, he had a lot going on with the law and stuff. So it made him more like, you know, he got more female fans and things of that nature. So, you know,
it's just one of them things. Had female fans and everything. But I think that, I mean, me being a mother and a black woman, I felt like not that I don't shade no one's complexion and things of that sort. But I felt like he had a chocolate, beautiful queen that, you know, was his kid's mother. And then it just looks like one minute he's with the kid's mom, then the next minute he's with her. And now she's celebrating her skin color. And, you know, so
she was under fire for that. Yeah,
it was like a bad look. So it's like, I mean, I don't wish no bad luck on nobody. I think that was a learning lesson for her, and again, she is young, so maybe she learned from that. But and then maybe after all the scrutiny, it probably was too much for him. He probably didn't want to be tied to it. So whether it was a publicity stunt or not, you know, they got all these Hollywood shits going on out here where they're just, you know, together for publicity, just like Lori Harvey, our VP.
Oh, well, her and Michael B. Jordan.
And Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, and I see that they're still going strong. I see them posting like little, strongish.
But Victor Cruz and Carucci split up.
They did. So what was the, did we hear any, allegedly they were saying that he already has a new boo already. But somebody get Chris Brown on it. Chris Brown, if you listening, did you have something to do with that? I'm trying to figure out what, because somebody said that. I think that Chris Brown is going to always love this girl, and no matter what, that's going to always, you know, that's like that between her and Rihanna.
She's not going to go back. She's not going to go back to him. Once a woman's done, she's done. But he ain't never going to leave her alone. Chris Brown is toxic.
Yeah, right.
But he knows that he's toxic. He don't care.
Yeah, so I can't.
Yeah, they've been together. Carucci and Victor have been together for 3 years.
This
says right now they're focused on just continuing to grow their successful careers. It's no hard feelings, and they're just two people moving forward.
He's no longer.
He don't play football no more. He's been done.
Okay, so what career is he? Is he going to be a sports commentator, or?
I really don't know. 9 times out of 10, like football players, athletes, they just go like 1 to 3 ways. They probably go into media, they go into like sports training, or they just go into writing a book, like memoirs and things like that.
So, okay, so here, I want to drop three facts really, really quickly. And it's you know, it's Black History Month, so I'm going to keep throwing the Black excellence out there.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I want to give a shout out to the most awarded artist of all time. Now, who's we got, that? Of course, who you think, we got three. So, who do you think the first one is?
The most award, one of them got to be Beyonce.
Well, what do you think the number one is first?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, with 834 awards.
Ooh, I'm good.
And who do you think number two is?
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's okay. I don't know.
All right, well, I'll tell you anyway. It's Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow.
She has 657 awards.
Okay.
And then, of course, Beyonce. Number three is Beyonce. I mean,
duh.
I think she's going to make the list like Earth. So, as if she has 635 awards.
She dropped a fire line with Icy Park, that trailer. Fire.
Oh, my God. Did I send it to you or did you already see it?
No, I saw it on her page.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
the clothes officially go on sale the 18th.
Okay, we'll be waiting for it. I felt like it probably should have came out a little earlier because she got like the snow gear and all that. I mean, it's still going to be, you know, but
it's snow. It's snow everywhere. 9 times out of 10, people just want them tights and them sneakers.
And I got one major fact of these three. Did you realize that two of out of the three are Virgos?
Oh, that's definitely Beyonce and
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson, Virgo. Okay.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is an August Virgo, but we'll take it. You know,
are you a Virgo? You're a Virgo too?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh man. That's why. Is that why you have like a special connection with Beyonce?
No, that's just my first cousin.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, yeah, that too.
I'm telling you, Virgos just stick together.
Yeah, of course. Of course we do. Did you see that Future tweeted Valentine's Day next Sunday? What's on your wish list? This nigga's so toxic.
Hell yeah. And he got a little young joint that he's already paying for.
He's with Jada Waiter, the little baby's baby mom's best friend. So that's who he deals with.
What, who?
Okay.
Little baby's baby mama's best friend.
That's little baby's baby mama's best friend. Yes.
Okay. The Dior girl?
That's Dior. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Dior. All right, cool. All right.
Yeah. So Future, you so toxic. Get the fuck out of here, okay? We not going
to Shay Room about to post all this Valentine's Day stuff. You about to rile up all the single women that are pissed off. And this Sunday is going to be bad. I'm staying off social media.
I don't understand why people take shit so serious.
They do it every year.
Every year. That's just like the Mother's Day, the Father's Day, the single mother's that they do it by themselves.
Oh God.
That's somebody. Okay. You're not in love. Okay. Like, come on. Let it go. Let it go. So, Rick, I didn't mention to you, right?
What's up?
That when we were, someone hopped in my DM. No, but it wasn't for me. It was for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they hopped in my DM and because they listened to the show and they said that they agreed with what you said a couple shows ago when you said that vagina is not considered as...
You damn right. Vagina is not a gift.
But they had a question for you.
Okay, what's the question?
They wanted to know, since you felt like one vagina, they wanted to know, what about two vaginas?
Two vaginas is still not a gift. I don't think I made myself clear when I said this before.
So two vaginas is not a gift. So basically, if your chick decided to give you a threesome, you don't think that that's considered a good gift?
No. That's not what I know. I mean, that's cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, sex is...
Come on, Rick. Like, you letting us down, Rick.
No, because women are not getting out of this. You buy a man something tangible. Stop giving him pussy and think that that's a good enough gift. When it comes to Valentine's Day, we got to get flowers, candy, hotel, massage, money, jewelry, bags, shoes, and men just get pussy. I don't give a shit if you give him an orgy. That's not enough. We want a wallet, a belt, some socks, underwear, treat us
cologne,
treat us to a massage. Now,
beard oil.
Now here's the thing. If you add them, if you have two vaginas, cool. But both of y'all give him a massage, treat him like a king for at least 2-3 hours.
Who said that may not be in? You know, they might be feeding you grapes while they giving you head oil. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine, but the grapes and pussy alone is not gifts. No, you better ask. All
something. Right, but there you have it, ladies. You got to come harder because niggas is not just accepting pussy. Not even if you bring in a second.
Man, it's 2021. Get them a cigar or some slippers. Something.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Rick has spoken. So for the female that jumped into my DM that wanted to know that if two pussies was considered a gift.
She really tried to get me. No.
So, yeah, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's right. This Sunday.
For those of you, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. So if you have like a child or a teenager or, you know, even an adult, but I think that the special that they're having is more for like a teenager. Like if you want to get your daughter or your niece or someone. So shout out to the Case Closet, and it's on Instagram at the.casecloset. And they are offering the Sweetheart Baskets. And it's $25, and it includes a phone case, an AirPod case, a Valentine's Day card, 3 love quotes, a candy jar, and a balloon. Now, you cannot beat that. $25, that's a
steal.
$25, that's definitely a steal. And it's a cute little basket, and you know, to give to your loved ones, say you may have a daughter or niece or, you know, some, you may not. This is definitely thinking outside the box. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has AirPods.
Right.
You know, who don't want a balloon, a little candy, you know, a card, a love quote, you know, like inspirational quote, whatever. Like, this is a really good deal. Shout out to the Case Closet.
Yes.
Tell them the Philly Joan podcast sent you.
That's right.
Run over there, get your $25 deals. Make sure you try to get with them ASAP so that way you can have your order by Valentine's Day.
That's right. Use our promo code LOVEWINS to get $0 off.
Shout out to my goddaughter, Marjay. That is her business. She's a Black entrepreneur, college student, you know, making money the right way.
That's right. We always applaud people okay. like that. You're lucky I got right. an applaud sound effect.
That's right. So shout out to Marjay. Get your money. Go over there and tell my baby I sent you. Get your gifts for your kids or your side chicks or your sneaky links or your work wife or whomever.
Oh, not the work wife. Jesus Christ.
I mean, the work wife deserves a gift too.
It's a lot, but everybody in the house. If everybody got work from home, you still got work wife.
Everybody's not working from home though.
Oh, some people in the office? I don't know.
Hospitals, it's a lot of businesses that are still open.
True.
Yeah.
Can't be having a work wife in a whole panoramic. Nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that.
Well, make sure, you know, y'all keep, I don't have a letter for today. I do, but I'm going to save it for next week.
Oh, tell them about our new segment called Dickhead of the Day.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we do have a segment called Dickhead of the Day. Now I got to go back and find it because this is funny. So yeah, I want to introduce really quickly before we go. So Dickhead of the Day, and our Dickhead of the Day goes to the gentleman by the name of, what the hell is his name? Now I got to find it because this was part of our last week's episode, unfortunately, that didn't make it. So bear with us. We just over here winging this shit, but you know, we here.
I mean, I think it's great. We're doing a great job.
I mean, we always do a great job, but you know. So, wait a minute. Where's this shit? You just threw this at me, and
I thought we were going to talk about for Dickhead of the Day. I thought we were talking about the Gorilla Goo Girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. So, we're not. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for bringing me back to reality. Yes. So, but yeah, she's definitely the dickhead of the day. She's the dickhead of the month. Ain't going to be no more dickhead of the days after this. So I don't even want to call her dickhead, but yeah, she did.
That was just dumb. Right. That was dumb.
So what is her name? Tessica?
Yeah, Tessica. We don't need her last name. It's just dumb enough.
So Tessica, I mean, everybody's heard about this because every show I've watched, every social media, everything that I've came across.
She was just on TMZ.
She was just on TMZ earlier.
Self-incriminating herself. All stupid.
Yeah, so the thing is, she told it all. Mm. And I did take a clip of it. I'm going to post it on the Philly Joan podcast page. I'm going to post it for you guys to see. Where she basically told that she knew that I could see. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt, right? Because I was like, again, a couple people sent me the story. Sent it to me. My son sent it to me. My girlfriend. So a couple of people sent it to me, and I actually didn't watch it until I start seeing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, okay, damn. Oh, this must be. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. And I'm like, well, maybe she thought it was Gorilla Snot. Now, to her defense, I really was like, I can't believe she that stupid. For one, I thought she was younger than what she is, and then I realized that she's 40 years old.
Get the shit out of here. She 40?
Yeah, she's 40 years old. So she's not young. She's not, it's not like she was 17, 18, young girl just trying to use anything to get, no, sucker points up, no. So she said she was on her way out. She ran out of gel or whatever she usually uses in her hair. She said she seen that, grabbed that, said, I'm gonna use this real quick and I'm gonna just wash it as soon as I get back. What? So, like, she said this shit on TMZ. So, and I'm saying to myself, are you fucking kidding me? I really thought that she, because if you look at the Gorilla Snot and the Gorilla Glue, not to say that they look a lot alike, but it's Gorilla Gorilla. So she might have seen a gorilla grabbed it, try to, you know, sometimes I'd be in a rush too. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I am not using no fucking Gorilla Glue on my hair. So basically she did that and she went to the She also said on TMZ, now see, this is totally different from everything that's being reported, because a lot of shit that's being reported is basically hearsay, but mm-hmm. she said this shit out her own mouth on TMZ. She said, well, you know, I the reason I didn't do it for clout, I only went to TikTok and social media because I thought that someone could give me advice. Why not seek medical attention? You're seeking validation from the wrong people. And you're mad talking about these people don't know me. These people are talking about me. These people are this, that, and the third. Of course they are, because you went to social media to talk about your shit and you did this dumb ass thing. Oh my goodness.
She went to the hospital after a month.
She went to the hospital after she couldn't get it out of her head. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. She went to the hospital after she couldn't get it out of her head. They told her it would take about 20 hours. She said no. Negative. She left. And then when she decided to leave, she left. And then they basically gave her with sterile water and acetone wipes to try to take it out, to get it out of herself. And it's still not working because she still had her head. You could still see that the shit was still in her head. And it was video circulating where they were showing pictures of like a chick with her head shaved off. That was not her. She still has that hair on her head. Mm-hmm. And they did say that a plastic surgeon mm-hmm. in LA did offer to do a procedure, a 3-day procedure, I guess, to take it off.
He wants clout.
I mean, listen, that's self-free promotion.
Yep, it's going to make somebody a lot of money. Now, if the Gorilla Glue people were smart, they would have a hair care line. Something to take it out in case it does happen, like some type of solution.
Well, we're going to hope that nobody... First of all, that's not what they make it for.
Of course not.
I mean, I'm sure they have some type of... what is that stuff called? Gooby gone. It's
oh, yeah.
Stuff
that
gooby
but gone,
again,
yeah.
Hair is totally different though.
Right.
What that is for, that is adhesive for furniture and ceramics. And, you know, it's not for your hair.
It's a bonding agent. So what it did was it mm-hmm. bonded the hair to the scalp. So you can't even like, oh, she could just cut it off. No, because the roots are bonded to the scalp. She's not gonna have hair for the rest of her life. She might have to wear wigs the rest of her life.
Right. And thank you for bringing that up, because I'd seen last night on Dish Nation when they talked about it. And Portia Williams from The Real Housewives, mm-hmm. I seen her like on the blogs and she was like, oh my God, I can't, you know. So she did say last night that she is going to make her a wig. And donate it to her. Oh. So shout out to Portia Williams. She did agree to do that. And they're saying that she has a GoFundMe that like got almost $10,000. And she's like, oh, I'm getting all of this backlash about the GoFundMe. I wasn't trying to get money. Yes, you were. But she's like, oh, well, I it wasn't money for just me. It was money for me to buy wigs afterwards. Because, well, first of all, bitch, you did it to yourself.
It's the stupidity for me. So the fact that
you want people to donate, right, it's definitely the stupidity. So you want people to donate. I mean, but guess what? To each his own. If people are dumb enough to, it's a pandemic. People are out here, you know, people can't pay their rent. People are almost homeless. People can't pay their bills. They can't feed their kids.
Still waiting on that stimmy.
Exactly. And y'all are donating to a GoFundMe for a bitch who bonded her hair together because she was too lazy to read or go get gel or put a fucking hat on.
Are you going off?
Like, I mean, come on. Like, I don't have no sympathy, and I feel like she's setting us back. This is Black History Month. I'm going to need for her to get her shit together. And not only that, the audacity of her attitude on TMZ.
Right.
Like, you're mad because people are critiquing you, and people are, like, what do you expect people to do and say, you did that, sis? So you should be trying to laugh it off and, all right, whatever. Like, come on. But you, like, sis, you had to know what you did was dumb. You had to know.
That's pretty damn dumb.
So on that note, I don't got nothing to say to her. Like, I don't got nothing to say to her. I'm going, listen, go. But we're going to report, like, because see, I actually kind of felt bad for her at one point until I watched her on TMZ and seen, like, you on here mad for what, sis? You did this shit yourself.
Yo, bro.
You didn't walk into Shanae's bumper curl and they bonded your shit together by accident.
Didn't they do that to Myra? Oh, man.
They permed Myra hair and took it out or something. They did something to Myra, one of them.
Poor Myra.
Yeah, but her feet was fucked up. Her hair was messed up. She had a mustache. She went with Stan. So many things is wrong with Myra. But yeah, like, we not going. I'm going to end this note. Like I said, y'all know where y'all can follow us. Shout out to our sponsors,
The Case
Closet.
Yes.
Go over there, tell them the Philly John podcast sent you.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody that shows us love,
yes,
that follows, that reposts, that likes, that subscribes.
Yes.
Again, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Listen on all major platforms.
Yes.
Email us, tweet us, DM,
whatever. What's the email?
The email is phillyjohnlive215@gmail.com.
One more time.
In our bio. phillyjohnlive215@gmail.com.
That's what's up. Yeah, like Miss September said, man, we appreciate everybody for listening to us. We are now available on iHeartRadio, all streaming platforms. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment. Make sure you comment. The more you comment, the more we move up in the rankings. We're trying to become the number one podcast in Philadelphia. Period. You understand?
In the world, Craig.
We appreciate everybody for listening. Tune in next week if we're here.
We better be.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
PHILA